Welcome to the Sunday morning broadcast of the South Carolina Fellowship of the Fishermen Ministry. If you would like to support this ministry and our programs, please go to our website at www.thefishermenministry.org and click the donation button on the site. Thank you for your support.
Good morning. Welcome to Grace Chapel and the Sunday Morning Fellowship of the Fisherman Ministry in South Carolina. Let's worship the Lord. This is He is Lord. It's page 46, but I don't think you need it.
He is Lord.
God is love, so beloved,
do. The word and faith is my sword and shield. And Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I really don't care what the devil's gonna do. The word and faith is my sword and shield. And Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's gonna do. The word and faith is my sword and shield. And Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel. Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel. Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel. Thank you. taken away. My pain is healed in his name. I believe. I'll raise a banner, 'cause my Lord has conquered the grave. My Redeemer lives. 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 Your kingdom come. My Redeemer lives. 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 My Redeemer.
Worship you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise and honor your strong name, Lord. Hallelujah. Head for Luke 2.
Purchased with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. All my debts were paid by his sacrifice. Hallelujah to the Lamb who redeemed my life. I am not my own, I was bought with a price. I was purchased with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. All my debts were paid by his sacrifice. Hallelujah to the Lamb who redeemed my life. I am not my own, I was bought with a price. I was purchased with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. All my debts were paid by his sacrifice. Hallelujah to the Lamb who redeemed my life.
Hallelujah, we love you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Well, good morning, everybody. This morning I actually was writing a testimony about Grace Ranch and how the Lord used Grace Ranch for me. Now, I do have to say that in writing that testimony, what was revealed, you were talking about light coming to the darkness. Okay, light coming to the darkness. And one of the things about that light shining in your dark heart is things get exposed, things get revealed. And when I was writing that testimony this morning, what I came to realize in the midst of these things was the thing that happens is, when that light comes, it exposes things that you don't even realize about yourself. And then my testimony is really just some of those points that I didn't realize about myself. And they were things that were holding me back from growing in the Lord. There were things that were just holding me back from growing in the Lord. And when I came to that place to let go of those things that were holding me back, forgetting those things which were behind, and going forward, moving forward in the Lord, it was amazing what the Lord had done. It's just amazing what the Lord's done in that. And essentially, when you talk about these things, the greatest, you're talking about that agape love. Look, man, that agape love was that one of the love of God sending his ministers unto me to talk to me about these issues that I had that I didn't even realize. That is the love of God. That is the love of God. Now, to your flesh, it's offensive. It can be. It can be quite relieving if you allow it, but your pride gets offended. Your pride gets offended. But see, that's the love where we can get shed of that garbage. And it was the love of Christ that came. When you're talking about Rick coming to you, quite frankly, love of Christ is constantly being shown to you, Brad. When I come to you and talk to you about things, when Steve comes to you and talks to you about certain things and issues, they might not feel so good when you hear them, okay, but it's for your good. Things you can let go of. Let go of that old way and commit to his way and go forward in him. And it's amazing. Quite frankly, it's amazing what he can do when you do just that. But I want to go to John because this is the scripture that kind of highlighted to me in the midst of this. And that is John 3. And I will start at verse actually 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, if you read that very carefully, it says that word should. It means it shouldn't happen. Doesn't mean it's not going to happen. Okay? I mean, it really kind of takes that doctrine, that Baptist doctrine, and that background of once saved, always saved. No. It should not happen. Okay, quite frankly, it's free will. A man or woman does what a man or woman wants to do. Quite frankly. But I want to continue on. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Once again, might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. I mean, look, you were talking about in that place that you were thinking you are right, you were fine, yet here you are in darkness. And then that light came, and that light came and it shined upon that darkness. It exposed, it revealed things that were not good, that were not of him, things that were holding you back from going forward in the Lord. Holding you back from receiving the gospel of Jesus Christ and that love of Christ. Okay? Because, man, if you think you're good, you got it all wrapped tight and all these kinds of things, man, where do you need saving? You wouldn't. But when you come to that place like Scott was talking about in utter depravity, knowing that, man, your whole soul, your life, everything depends on Jesus Christ. Your very salvation depends on Jesus Christ. Man, that's a place, man, where you put your soul and you put your trust not in yourself. No, you put that square on the gospel and what he has done, because there is no other way. No other way. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. This is the condemnation. that light has come into the world and men love darkness rather than light. That's your free will, man. That's your stepping into where you have free will. See, unlike Satan, the Lord is a gentleman. He's a gentleman. He doesn't put control over your free will. He doesn't do it. The flesh, however, oh man, it wants to impose on that free will so much. The very gift that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you is a place where you have freedom from that old man, where you can make a choice not to listen to that old man anymore. The very gift gives you the free will back. But whether you stay in that or not, that's entirely up to you. That's entirely up to you. And it's not going to be because your brothers and sisters or your boss or your wife or your children or any your minister. It's not going to be because of any of those things that you don't go forward in Him and let go of the garbage. In fact, those ministers there are for your good. If you look in Ephesians, you're talking about that line of authority and those ministers being a gift to the church. They're gifts. It's something to be grateful for. Absolutely something to be grateful for. But see, when you love darkness rather than light, you're going to put those ministers off as a bad thing. Okay? Because you're too busy trying to justify yourself. When you love darkness rather than light, you're going to have ill will and judge your ministers and judge your brothers and judge your sisters for the way that you are. Okay, that's what's going to happen. It was kind of funny to me as you were talking up here, Brad, in the midst of like, why didn't, you know, talking about Linda as an example of one you didn't like and these kinds of things, and I was thinking to myself, a lot of that is because of what is within you. It's like a mirror. Absolutely. It's like a mirror. But if it's that case where you love the darkness rather than light, that which the Lord has good for you, it's something that you are going to reject. In writing my testimony this morning, the things that were talked to me, I remember living out in Grace Ranch, and this is what I was kind of highlighted. I was living out there in Grace Ranch, and there was a couple things that two ministers definitely talked about that was an issue with myself. And that was one, forgetting those things which were behind. I remember Davey talking to me about those things. I remember at that time not realizing that that was even the case with me. Okay, I remember at that time, I kind of walked away from myself, justifying myself, loving the darkness rather than light, because I did not take heed to it. I remember Steve talking to me about commitment, how I never really seen commitment in my life. You know, I seen mom and dad split up, not once, but twice, you know. I never even finished school. I dropped out. There was nothing I really gave myself wholeheartedly to. Okay, and if I did, it was for a season. It was for a moment. See, that's not commitment. Okay, so some of these were a couple of things that were holding me back from going forward in the Lord. Why were these things being shown unto me? For my harm? No, they were for my good. And quite frankly, and I came to the knowledge of the truth and didn't even realize that when I made the choice to actually commit unto the Lord, when I made the choice to actually receive that gospel, that all those things that are in the past are behind, forgetting those things which are in the past, man, Jesus Christ died for those, wrapping my arms around those on the gospel of Jesus Christ. It was amazing when I made that choice. Amazing when I made that choice. what the Lord did. Abundantly above that I can ask or think happened. And he had grace on me through that whole process. But abundantly, that above I can ask or think is what happened. Now I tell you, those aren't just the two crossroads that all of a sudden, no, I hit this crossroad a lot. I can see just the growth and the time in the Lord that I have had, and the Lord and the growth and the freedom that I have gained was all due to a choice, that one choice. Am I going to love darkness rather than light? And am I going to prefer my deeds over him? Because my deeds are evil. Am I going to sit back and justify myself and not go forward in the calling which the Lord has called me in? Am I going to take heed to those things which are given me from the Lord through his ministers? See, this is the place, folks, where you yet have those crossroads that enter into your life, where you can either make the choice to yet go forward and be free in Christ Jesus, or to stay exactly where you're at. And the Lord's timing's beautiful because, man, we are all a big piece of work. Every single one of us are a big piece of work. It blows my mind that the Lord has anything to do with any of us sometimes, okay? Absolutely blows my mind. I mean, his exceeding grace and mercy, I am just astonished at, quite frankly. Looking at myself first in the midst of all this. It's just amazing. But the thing is, if you want to move forward in the Lord, that choice comes preferred. I mean, that choice comes down to what you want to do. Do you want to sit back? You want to justify yourself? Okay? And don't face up to those things and the service that the Lord, and don't take heed to those things. You can do just that. But don't think for a second that you're going to go anywhere in the Lord. You're fooling yourself if you think you are. It doesn't work that way. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest, that they are wrought in God. Man, when you come to the light, man, when you come to you and talk to your discipler, do you lay out those things that you struggle with? That you really, really struggle with. It comes down to just being honest with yourself and being honest with the Lord, being honest with that which the Lord has put over you. Do you honestly come down to that, just laying it out open? Okay, because look, man, it is so important for these things, and I can tell you why. Man, if I don't give Steve everything, you know, that I'm struggling, how can he give me the correct advice to get free from? See, these things aren't for my harm. These things are for my good. I was just testifying that when I made those choices to take heed to that which the Lord has given to me, it was abundantly above I can ask or think. And I was able to walk in the freedom and the liberty that Christ has given me. And what he did just in my... and with me and amongst others was amazing in that process of just taking heed to that. And now what I see more importantly, if I don't take heed to that, it can really be detrimental for somebody else. I remember just this past conference, if I did not take heed to those things which were given to me by the Lord through his minister, if I did not take heed to that, that other people would suffer because of it. Other people would suffer because of that. Now, I have to tell you, I didn't come to that realization that other people would suffer because of that till the end of the conference. And boy, did I praise God for taking heed to those things. Are you talking about there's going to be tears in heaven? Man, those tears are going to be because of the lost opportunities of not stepping out in the faith and ministering to that gospel to those that could hear it. I mean, this is serious business, not just for yourself, folks, but for others around you, because we are the body now. He's given us the power. He's given us the faith. He's given us the love. What are we going to do with it? Do you see how this works in both ways? Just in your families, amongst your children, amongst in your household. This is serious business, folks. It's serious. And He does these things. He's given us this opportunity because He is a loving Father. Man, He's shown His love to us. He's shown His love when He was being beat and whipped and mocked and humiliated up on that cross. He paid that price for you. He's shown us that love. Are we going to love Him? It says, look, if we love Him, what? We will keep His commandments. If I love my sister Linda, I'm going to tell her the truth, whether she likes it or not, so that she can get shed and free in Christ Jesus. And I know that she has a testimony of that conference that week of just that. Things she's been wrestling for years. Really got nailed down and really got shed of some good things. And I could see a growth there. And there's more to come. There's more growth to come. The same with Angie. And in the midst of that, it was working with me. And with Hope. And with Kat, I've seen that. Kat, I know quite Frank well. I remember sharing the gospel. I also remember sharing some things that absolutely appalled her in the sense of, I'm a good mother, though. Excuse me? I'm sorry, why are you in the position you're in if you're such a great mother here, Kat? She did not realize that she was not being a good mother, you know? Okay? She says she understands now. Praise God. But praise the Lord. And what she got from that, then it was at that place where she realized, you're right. I mean, it didn't take her long, quite frankly. I know it was hard for her to hear at the moment, but, you know, she's a lot like Hope, and a lot of things aren't actually out there, you know what I'm saying? You know, me, on the other hand, it's out there. You know, but, you know, Kat's a little different that way. But when she heard, it didn't take her long, when she heard that, then, all right, she was able to get shed of that and start taking on the Lord's way and dealing with things, receiving the gospel of Jesus Christ, going forward into being a good mother. There's some work there to do, I know. And she knows, which is a good thing, praise God. All right, I'm not saying she's good, but she can be a good mother because that's what the Lord's called her to do. And as Adric stayed, I mean, that whole thing the Lord laid out there, as Adric stayed with me, I started dealing with Adric on a couple issues, started sharing with Kat, look, if you allow this, this is not going to be good for him. And what she's seen was me operate in a manner of that agape love for him. And what you see, a kid being changed and transformed before her eyes that she could now go lay hold on and do herself. Praise God. Praise God. And what happened was Kat went from no place at home staying back here in the camper to a nice home that she has. I mean, I love her place, actually. I love going over there, letting my hair down, and hanging out with Kat. We have a good time. Okay. But look, folks, was that a harm to you, Kat, when I came and told you those things? She's shaking. No. She said, no, it was love. It was love. And see, the problem that we hang up and we get hicked up on so much is that we don't. Our people get done. Or you guys, whatever, don't grab a hold of it in that fashion. You rather sit back, you'll judge that minister, you'll think evil of that minister, you'll judge your brother, you'll think evil of your brother or sister in the Lord, whatever the case may be, and you don't even open your eyes, you don't even open your eyes that the Lord is using that to love you and to work out the garbage that's in your heart that is holding you back from going forward in Him. Sometimes things happen, go away. You might be done wrong, or whatever the case might be. It might not justify them and their actions, but it can sure be used about where you're at. And it doesn't justify for you to be in a bad place. The scripture says in Philippians to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Man, we have also that scripture in John that I really love. In Him is light, and there is what? No darkness at all. He is a kind, merciful Father. And He didn't come here to save your flesh, to make you feel good. No, He come to save your soul. He come to save your soul. Man, what if we just did things for our children just to make their flesh feel good? They would turn out rotten, spoiled brats that can't manage to even keep any job or anything. How good is that for them? Not at all. Much more, our perfect Heavenly Father loves us. But He's a gentleman. Are you going to submit to Him? Are you going to submit to His ways? Are you going to stand back and stay just where you're at? Because it's just too offensive for you to just let go of that pride that you want to think yourself that you're something you're not. I mean, it's just a humbling thing. And when you can wrap your hands around the fact that, man, the Lord still deals with me even though I'm this way. Man, all you can do is say, praise God, hallelujah. Let me tell you somebody about Jesus. Because He's good. His love is everlasting. He's merciful. His grace is exceeding abundant. And I have to go tell somebody about it. Because if He loved my sorry behind, man, He loves yours. And if He's done this with my life, He can do it with yours because I am a mess. And I am not deserving. And what I deserve, I didn't get because He paid the price. And that gift is for you as much as it was for me. And that's the message we need to be sending out. But if you're too wrapped up in yourself and be offended to actually how the way you are and trying to justify yourself, you won't even get to taste it. You won't even get to taste it. And that's a shame. Don't be in that place. Get shed of all that nonsense. Come to the light. Submit unto the Lord. Let him free you of all that garbage. You were reading in the scripture not too long ago, come to me that are you that are heavy laden. That's the stuff that you're heavy laden with. It's right here in your own heart. It's not somebody else or somebody else or somebody else. It's right here. Right here. And I'm pointing to my heart to the folks online. It's right here. Let it go. Let it go. Receive that grace and that mercy that he has. Receive that freedom that he has. Quit being so puffed up and think so highly of yourself. And just receive that which he has. And praise him for it. And you can't screw up so bad that his grace ain't big enough. His grace is bigger than you. Bigger than you. I thought it awesome this past conference. I know we're running. I got 2 minutes. I thought it was awesome this past conference. But to see people actually grab a hold of this and come to the knowledge of where they stop justifying themselves. And actually were in the fear of the Lord. And grabbing hold on to that mercy and that gospel. I mean, when that truth finally came down, they quit justifying themselves. It was like a rocket shooting off. Spit all over the microphone. That was gross. Like a rocket shooting off. But it is a process. Keep submitting yourself unto him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He will reveal these things unto you as you need them, because faithful is he. Faithful is he. He is perfect. So let's grab a hold of that grace. Let's come to the light. Let's submit unto him. Amen. That is the best gift we can have, and that's a gift that we have every day.
You are listening to the Eagle Radio Network. Our programming is listener-driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.